you got a gift from a prize from Big Fatty, right?
I did. Big Fatty was giving out cards, and he said, everybody with the star on the back of their card, come up here. I have a gift for you. So he let you pick out your own gift, and I picked out a black book.
This just into the BFO. I couldn't believe it if I hadn't heard it from the horse's mouth desk. Julian actually selected something.
And I picked out a black book that was professionally labeled, I might add, Big Fatty's Book of Gentleman Callers.
Of course. Wasn't the real one, though, because it would be like thicker than that, probably.
Yeah, and the book would be bigger, too.
Right.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
And I picked out a black book.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 664 of the BFO for Thursday, the 19th of August, 2010. Y'all coming up on today's show, I have got all kinds of stuff on my list today. Big Fatty, you got a list? How unusual for you to have a list. And y'all, in addition to a list, I've got a hangnail. Oh, poor Big Fatty. Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, the week is zooming. It is just zooming. And y'all, I can't believe how fast it's going. And y'all, it is, I'm telling you, zoom, zoom, zoom. Big Fatty is a-zooming along. Now, y'all, before I go any further, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the ginger bear and the albino. And y'all, you know the albino. He, you know, is not one of those things that he often partakes of. And, Big Fatty. So, y'all, that was breaking news right there at the beginning. But, y'all, the albino has been having some headaches and all like that. So, we just want to send out some good little wishes to him and hope that he is feeling better soon. And, y'all, he had one of those MIRs. And, y'all, they were searching for some sort of a cranial activity. But I don't think they found any. Ah, Big Fatty, that would have been the ginger bear. Well, anyway, but y'all, good, get well soon there, albino. And I know that he is being well cared for. Yes, by Connor. Connor's taking care of him, Big Fatty. Now, y'all, I don't know. You know, I told you on yesterday's little show that. Y'all, that is the Five Guys double cheeseburger with the grilled mushrooms and the pickles. And, y'all, I did have the light jalapenos again just to see if that was the trigger for the noxious gases. And, y'all, it really wasn't. I mean, there was some noxious gas, but, y'all, it was nothing. It was nothing like it was the last time. Y'all, the last time I had the super noxious, I think I had the Cajun fries also, though. And, y'all, it's too much. It is just too much to have all of that stirring up and producing gas inside your gullet. No, Big Fatty, no, please. There's enough gas produced inside your gullet. But, y'all, you know, so high school and the grammar school and the middle school, y'all, we didn't have middle schools when I was growing up. You went from elementary school or grammar school right into high school, from 7th grade in grammar school to 8th grade in high school. But anyway, y'all also... I'll show you this time of year, and I know it's especially big out there in Tejas, where Pafretti is. And who else is in Tejas? Diane from the Tasty Jewelry. But y'all, she don't listen. And who is that person that likes all the old men? What's his name? Big Fatty, you're just making that ginger bag giggle when you say that. You know it's Bjorn. And so Bjorn is out there, and y'all, all kinds of other people who I can't think of at the Dells in Dallas. And Joe in Dallas. Oh, speaking of, how could I forget that one, y'all? anyway, and y'all, I'm sure I'm forgetting somebody else. But I don't remember. I don't, y'all, you know, the time just whisks by, and I don't remember these things. But y'all, I know that the high school football is big in Tejas. Y'all, it's pretty big here in Upchuck also. And y'all, we are having tonight, Thursday night and Friday night, we are having something where they bring different high school teams together, and y'all, they match them up. They match them up with teams they might not ordinarily play, but they play one quarter of football. And y'all, it is a big old jamboree. Y'all, it is a jamboree. And, they play seven quarters on Thursday night and seven quarters on Friday night. And, it is a big to-do. They get all the cheerleaders involved and the bands get involved, and they have competition and everything, and they hand out awards. And y'all, it's just a nice way to kick off the football season here in the Upchuck. Dear Gussie. Now, y'all, speaking of hangnails, y'all, do you ever get hangnails? Because they drive me fucking crazy. And, y'all, it's just little, if you don't know what a hangnail is, it's probably because you don't know what that little tab of skin around your fingernail is that is drives you crazy. Y'all, it's a hangnail. Do you have a hangnail? And, y'all, they just drive me crazy, and I don't know what causes them. I probably should have goggled that. Maybe Miss West will do that for me. Yes, Big Friday, or maybe my grandson, because, y'all, he loves a little research project. So, little Steven, maybe you can give me the history of hangnails. Oh, Big Friday, that's lovely. So, anyway, y'all, I've been listening. Have you been listening to the Angry Pantry? The Angry Pantry. And, y'all, that is that Hat M. Hat M. And, y'all, currently he is in Prague, where they have all of those, now, Miss Kitty is shouting at the mechanical right now, because I can't remember. It is all those boys that used to do the pwn over there in Prague. It is, and I can't remember the name of it. What is it, Miss Kitty? Please holler it a little louder. Anyway, it'll come to me. I'm sure it'll come. Bellamy, that's it. Thank you, Miss Kitty. And y'all, all those Bellamy boys with all their gigantic foreskins and huge penises. Y'all, you talk about doing a shot, a foreskin shot. You could drink a. You could have an. You could have a double in those things. But y'all, Hat M, he does the Angry Pantry. And y'all, I've just got to say this. He's only done like three episodes. But y'all, I thoroughly enjoyed him. And y'all, I have to say, it's a different kind of podcast. But y'all, I am so envious. I am so envious of Hat M. Because y'all, he is doing his podcast in English. And, y'all, it is a second language, or maybe a third or fourth language for him. I don't know. But, y'all, I am so envious of people that can speak fluently and feel comfortable enough to do a podcast about, you know, in a language that is they didn't grow up with around the house. Or maybe he did. I don't know. But, y'all, I'm very, very impressed by his verbal skills. And y'all, somebody I'm not really impressed with the verbal skills. Y'all, I was in the we were in the coal mine on Wednesday afternoon, and y'all, the Hat comes in, and he goes, I saw one of those iPads And that saw some pictures on it, and it was lovely. And I you know, they're about $500, but are those good? Are those good to have, or do they do a good job? Are they good? Oh yes, that's a good investment. Very good. Well, what brand should I get? Huh? Oh Lord, y'all! You think Big Fatty does not use the computers, the cellular telephonic devices? The hat's even worse than Big Fatty. Ah, Big Fatty, is there anybody worse than you, y'all? By the way, speaking of iPads, y'all, there was news on Wednesday morning from that Steve and the Uck that y'all, there is an iPad version of the BFO app. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, it is available in the, I went over, and it is in the iTunes store. And y'all, if you have an iPad, you can get the BFO iPad app. And y'all, it's lovely, because you know, it comes in that high definition. You can hear Big Fatty belch in high definition. Big Fatty, there's only one thing that's better than you burping in high definition. Make a wish. Dear Gussie, y'all, I'm sitting in the coal mine on Wednesday afternoon minding my own business, and y'all, in comes a package, a FedEx package, and y'all, it's got a big purple sticker on it that says, "This package contains alcohol." And I went, "Yes, Big Freddy, that has your name written all over it." And y'all, it did. It had my name all over it. And y'all, I'm going to open it up right now. Oh, dear Gussie. Dear sweet Gussie. Y'all, I can't imagine. Well, I'm guessing it's probably alcohol. Big Freddy, you're really going out on a limb with that one, aren't you? So, y'all, let's just see what it is. It is, Oh, it's all taped up here, y'all. Oh, dear. Oh, my God. Oh, y'all, it is the absolute pear. And, y'all, I almost bought some of this in the duty-free shop in Edinburgh, except they didn't have any. That makes it difficult to buy. Now, y'all, there's no card in here. And, y'all, I don't... Let me just see if there's something in the pouch. Oh, Big Fatty, are you getting vulgar? Are you getting vulgar? I'm talking about the pouch. So, anyway, let's just take a look here and see if there's a message or anything on here. Y'all, there's not a damn thing on here that gives a message. There's nothing inside that says, "Kiss my ass, drink up, you fat thing." Nothing. But y'all, I don't know who it's from. So whoever the culprit is, please come forward unless you would like to remain anonymous. Y'all, now, you know Big Fatty loves the gin. But y'all, every once in a while, it's nice to have a little something different. And y'all, the absolute pear is absolutely fucking delicious. Now, I know it's not Grey Goose, but y'all, if you like the taste of pears... y'all, you've got to try the absolute pears. And y'all, it is from the country of Sweden. I did not know that. Yes, Big Patty, it is. Now, y'all, today's Memory Lane music, and y'all, we hadn't done this in a while either. Yes, Big Fatty, we're a little old school today. Y'all, it is a thematic of something we've already talked about today. Big Fatty, you've talked about so much. What possibly could it be? Now, y'all, how many of you recognize the theme to Friday Night Lights? Y'all, it is an American television series adapted by Peter Berg, David Graza, and David Niven's from a book and a film of the same name. During the first three seasons of the series, detail events surrounding the Dillon Panthers, a high school football team based in fictional Dillon, Texas, with particular focus given to the team's coach, Eric Taylor, who is Kyle Chandler, who y'all, by the way, Larry Clyde went to college with, and his family. In the fourth season, Taylor takes over at East Dillon High School, where he coaches the Lions, and the show uses this small-town backdrop to address many issues facing contemporary middle America. Y'all, there are 63 episodes of it, and y'all, it is out there on the Hulu, in case you like to watch the Hulu. But y'all, it is, and I know you're going, Big Fatty, we don't like the sports ball. We don't care about that. Y'all, it is a wonderful show. And y'all, I don't remember, somebody was talking about it on their little show recently. But y'all, it is just a wonderful show. And the boys are kind of cute too. But y'all, you got to watch it if you're not watching it already. So anyway, that's all I'm going to say about that. Thank you, Big Freddy. That's just lovely. Now, y'all, I had one response to, you know, on yesterday's little show, I asked if there was an embarrassing moment when you went off to school for the first time. And y'all, my straight boyfriend, my one and only straight boyfriend, Straight Bob, he's the only one that replied to me. And y'all, he says, Big Freddy, in second grade, I cried on the first day of my new school and held on to my mother's leg. On the upside, I had an awesome Harlem Globetrotters lunchbox, and my thermos had Campbell's tomato soup. Now, y'all, I am sure there is photographic evidence of this out there somewhere. And y'all, if anybody is going to find photographic evidence of Straight Bob clutching his mother's leg along with his Harlem Globetrotter lunchbox and tomato soup, y'all, it is going to be that Beaver. And y'all, I guarantee you, by the weekend, she will have found that picture and posted it over at the lodge. And y'all, speaking of pictures, you know, I was telling you about the slide. I was telling you about the picture of me going to first grade on the first day, walking with the Hatterina. And y'all, I am convinced that this picture is on a slide back at the Hat House in Hatlanta. And y'all, do you even know, those of you that are young, do you even know what slides are? You know, it's one of those things that it just doesn't exist anymore, I don't think. But y'all, slides are like it's like a negative, in that it's film. Oh, dear, I see. But it's a positive, not a negative, okay? So you put that up, and then you turn on the slide projector, and you'd go through your slides. You know, you'd go through your vacation slides, or, you know, slides of when you were young 20 years ago, and y'all you just feel sorry for yourself. Because, you know, if you look at yourself then and you look at yourself now, y'all, it's sad. It's just so, so sad. Y'all, the best news that I had all day on Wednesday was that the Big Balls has been renewed for a fourth season. So, y'all, you can go ahead and get all excited. The Big Balls are coming back. And, y'all, the only thing that is more exciting than those big red balls is, what is it, Julian?
And I picked out a black book.
Oh, a black book. Maybe they can jump up and down on that.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.